Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, or good afternoon, rather, here in California, to Spiritual Perceptions. And our radio show tonight is on the fall season, which we are entering. The last new moon on the 24th, it was in Libra. So this has a lot to do with relationships. Also for balancing in your personal life. You can contact me for personalized details on Facebook.com or Daisy644478@keen.com or on Facebook.com under Janet Thornburg. And for any questions or because tonight's overview. We're doing an overview of the fall season and an overview of people's personal life over the next 3 months. And so I can only highlight it because of the time element involved on the radio show. But if you want further details and a more personalized reading, then you can contact me at the areas that I mentioned. And I want to also give the guest call-in phone number is 646-378-1297. We'll be taking calls for those personalized readings. Now, as I said in my introduction about the fall season, to look at the world today and how we're in economic crisis, war, and even people are having personal level stresses. And my research indicates that we are all being tried to a degree, of course, but to a degree that we're all being tried with what we're familiar. You know, we're trying to pay attention and want to be where it's warm and fuzzy. But actually, we need to pay attention on what needs work because the world is changing very fast. Like I said, on the new moon on the 24th, it started changing things. And on the 25th, which was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, and what is called a Shemitah. And a Shemitah happens every 7 years, and usually there's some sort of disaster. So we began on the 25th, but this is the 49th one. 7 times 7 is 49, which means Jubilee in 2015 for believers. And that's basically it. Believers, you know, that aren't caught up with what's going on in the natural or as it's put in metaphysics, the illusions of the world. We get illusions from the media. We get illusions from advertisements. And so we have to actually think about what we're thinking about. And if that's an area that needs to be worked on, we need to renew our minds. And, you know, people are just running on fear right now. If you look at the world, you know, they're just running on pure fear. They're stockpiling food and water, fear of economic disaster, global warming threats to our planet, and, of course, nuclear war threats. And this is what's basically going on in the world, and it has all been prophesied in Scripture, you know, Ezekiel 28:29, and different Psalms. It's just a time of when we're seeing everything that's been prophesied fulfilled. And so it's a time that we really need to work on our areas. Well, first of all, we have to accept that there are areas, and that warm fuzzy thing sometimes will be denial. It's not. I'm not gonna look at this. I don't want to look at this. We really must come out of that right now because we're going through some very. We're having signs from heaven. Again, we're going to have another blood moon coming up and Jubilee in 24. Well, actually, God's calendar began on Rosh Hashanah, so that it can start happening now according to the Jewish calendar. So Again, for callers on that would like to call in and get their personal readings, the phone number is 646-378-1297. And it looks like we have a caller here, and I will take this call. Hello, you're on the air.
Oh. Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
And my memory seems to be sharp, Miss Berger. I'm going to look at what is going on for you. Now, remember, this
Thank
is
you.
Highlighted because of the fact that, you know, our time element and the last three, but I can give you more personal reading if you need it. But
okay.
We're going to start with October because September's almost over with, and I've already talked to a couple of highlights of. But for October, you're going to be very much affected by the planet Mars, and it's setting off in your solar fifth house on October 26th, and there won't be much you can do to keep away admirers. Now, you Virgos, I know, like your solitude, but there's times where the popularity thing comes in. And so, you know, you're just going to have really good energy around you and people that are going to want to be around you.
Okay.
There could also be an intimate relationship appear, and I know you're not looking for it, but you know, it's Libra with the new moon in Libra that has a lot to do with relationship. An old one from the past could come back and be repaired, or a new one. And in your case, I believe it's a new one.
Okay, you can't see me shaking my head. No, it's not
I
necessary.
I guess I can feel it. I can feel it, dear.
Okay.
Okay. I want to give you a couple of lucky days, the 5th, the 6th, the 23rd, the 27th, and the 28th.
Okay.
And I know you're not looking for this, but Mercury's also a culprit in this, making its presence known in your 8th house of intimate partners. Oddly enough, you know, this is going to be something that takes you off your feet. And I see travel coming up.
Now
around
we're talking.
Around money and success. Mercury and the Sun are going to be in your second house of personal finances. And you would think that money matters are going to go along, but you're just absolutely going to have money coming into you.
Yep.
Now, everybody thinks that Venus is all about love, but, you know, it has to do with money, too. So it looks really good. And, of course, with Jupiter's effect, which is affecting us until the end of the year, is expanding everything. So it's like you're going to expand your wallet, not your waistline, your wallet. But having all
Perfect.
That money, you might have to watch. We seem to indulge in the finest things, but at least money gives you the power to eat healthy.
Yeah.
It costs money
Looking
to eat healthy.
To yes, it
okay,
does.
November, you have Mercury, the Sun, and Venus all enter Scorpio. And see, that's a very passionate, you know, it's sign. So, again, you are continuing or getting in deep with a relationship. And in money, Mercury's in Fairmind Libra. So you are going to, you obviously been working on yourself because with Libra being here, it means you're really going to balance this money correctly. And that's good to know because you riches can be fleeting. They come and they go.
Praise you, Jesus.
This looks very durable. And the full moon is affecting you on the 6th in your own sign of Virgo. So you might have to, you know, calm yourself down.
Okay.
Okay. December, we're looking at quite good, probably one of your best Christmases. You know, it just seems that you're doing good with friends. You've got it. It says actually in the you know gives the indication in the ephemeris of a Boaz in the Bible, but it's sugar daddy in on the street. So this man is going to be very good to you, so it's going to be hard for you to shut the door on it, you know. So
okay.
I just want to prepare you for that. And that's probably going to be one of your best Christmases because your money is looking good. Lucky, lucky, lucky in December.
I have so much to look forward to.
Yeah, you do.
Very blessed. I'm very
and
blessed. Thank you.
And we get caught up, you know, in the world events, and we let it despair us. And you know, God is speaking to us very, very strongly. You know, with these four blood moons, and he's showing signs and wonders in the heavens, and people have followed those signs. And you know, the ancient Vikings, then they went by the stars, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah, and so the three wise men that came to welcome Jesus as a baby, bringing him gold for his education, frankincense and myrrh, and so they knew because they followed the star. And remember that there is a spirit of condemnation, and we can do it to ourselves or other people will come and do it. It is a spirit. It is a spirit that we're dealing with. So
yeah.
We have to recognize that and rebuke the spirit.
Okay.
Okay, God bless. Thank you for calling.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, I have another caller here from the 202 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. Yes, I wanted to, always good to hear your show. It's very interesting.
Thank you.
I wanted to see, you're welcome. I wanted to see what you see ahead for me professionally and financially.
Okay, so you want me to look at cards or do you want me to give you the 3-month thing? With my, it'll cover money. What is your astrological?
I'm a Sagittarius.
Okay, Sagittarius, double fire. You guys are really spiritual giants when you let yourself be.
We can be.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, all right, I'm just going to focus here on your career, since that's what you want to ask me.
Okay.
October the 11th shows Sagittarius, your sign in the sign of Venus, affecting money. So you, towards this fall season, this, now that we're starting anew, the new moon began a new beginning, the next 3 months are going to be better for you financially. And it starts on, like I said, there's a lunar eclipse on October the 8th, and it's going to open the door to professional relationships. You know, it's like knocking on the door. Well, finally, we may have been knocking for a while, but finally the door is going to open.
Wonderful.
On a professional level.
Okay, great. And so the money will improve after that point.
It starts in, money and success starts for you in October. And the remainder of this year, also a very significant relationship is forming. But I think you need this professional oomph first, and then you'll feel better about being in a relationship. Not that
I do.
Needy kind of.
I agree with you. I've actually entered the relationship. Can you see how it's developing or where the man wants it to go?
Okay, I surely can. Well, this might be the one that I'm seeing here. It's very, it's bringing out the best in you. This is how you can determine it, too. It should be bringing out the best in you. Of course, this career push is going to add to helping you with feeling more confident. You know, a lack of money is a lack of love. We don't feel confident. We feel needy. We feel, you know, unloved and just all these things, and it is not God's will for us. So you are coming into the right relationship and definitely a career boost over the next 3 months.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, it seems like from what you're saying, it's going to be very modest in terms of like the financial increase, like nothing really like life-changing or dramatic.
No, I don't see it. It's very positive. And I'm also getting something from angels here directed for you. They want you to listen to heavenly voices. Now, we have all these voices we deal with, okay? We deal with the body demanding things. Yeah, and we deal with our conscience, and we deal with our intuition. Well, they want you to listen to them, and they want you to cast all your cares upon them, and they want you to know that you're going to be following rainbows now. Rainbows are symbolic of God's promises, and so it's really going to be, a very good change for you. Now, the world is falling down around us, but in Scripture it tells us the woman will be rejoicing in the last days. And I believe this is happening to us because it's a boost. And we've come a long way compared to in some circles where women have no value still to this day.
That's
unfortunate. I pray for them. I do.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that message this evening.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.
Okay, take care.
Okay. So we are dealing a lot with the pressures of this world. Okay, we have another caller from the 310 area code, and let's get you here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, am I on?
You're on.
Am I online?
You're great.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I got through. So my question is, how is my financial situation look like? And will I be a grandmother soon?
Okay, very good questions. I know there are strong prayers out for that grandbaby. You know, and there's
not
more
me
people.
Only.
Yeah, no, I know. Your son and daughter-in-law are both wishing for it very hard. So, and I'm praying for it too, and I believe it's going to happen. So we'll look here at your finances. Well, starting this month, actually on the 24th, it's changing. It's the energy around you is changing, where money is concerned. Okay, you're doing very well. You're good at managing it, and you're doing very well at that. But you have the Sun and Mercury and Venus all trying to balance things out for you financially. So there's, with those three together, there is someone like a Boaz. Boaz in the Bible was a beneficiary to Ruth. He was a very wealthy man. There's someone of substance of coming into your life, and it starts out as just a valuable friendship at first. But as time goes on, it's just like a very comfortable, that warm, fuzzy feeling, that person that you love to be around, talk to. And it just kind of, you both have guards up, and this is a person who is going to be able to, people lift us up a level. We're what we are with what we're connected to, So this is connecting you to big money, and he has some very good ideas for you. And I see you benefiting from the ideas he gives you, and I see your money improving the next 3 months and well into next year.
That's good news. You don't think I would be burned?
Yeah, I know. We're going to count that as, you tell the Lord about that. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. And a person that takes from us has to pay for it 7 times. It's not worth it in karma. It's not.
Okay.
Reap as we sow. If someone, that's the spirit of greed. See, our battle in life is, the Bible says, is not between flesh and blood. God is not battling with us. The battle is between spirits. in high places, evil spirits in high places. There's the spirit of greed, the spirit of power. You know, these wars, we're the people. We, you know, these wars, they've been going on forever, since all the way back to Abraham's days, you know, and all the way back to Cain and Abel, you know, that spirit of jealousy, and he killed his brother. And that's what sin is. That's what the original sin is. That's what the result was of entering, of going out of the spiritual world into the flesh world. The spirit was in charge till they ate the fruit, and then it became the slave. It was on the bottom. So we're all working towards putting that spirit back where it belongs. But the battle is between spirit. The spirit of greed is what makes people steal.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think they can get it any other way, but they could.
Do you think you'll be grandmom soon?
Yes.
Good.
I think they've been trying too hard, but we're coming up on some really good planetary action that's actually for believers is going to make things jubilee. We're going to be celebrating life in 2015. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say over the holidays that she's going to get pregnant, somewhere between December and January.
That would be wonderful.
Yes, it will. Now I look forward to hearing from you about it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Okay, we have someone calling. Oh, no, it's on hold. It's been a while since I've been on the switchboard. So, yeah, bear with me here. Okay, so I want to continue a little bit here. With what's going on that's affecting all of us in degrees, and no matter what people are facing, no matter what you're facing, it's the key. There's one thing to do, not 10, not 12 steps, not anything. One thing to do, and that's to have faith in God, to believe in Him in spite of what the news is telling you, what's going on in your personal life, any of those things, to have faith in God. Because faith on display, things manifest. People say, well, why don't things happen? Because there's no faith on display. You're giving in to the natural order of things and keeping yourself stuck. I've been guilty of it. That's how I recognized it. God gave me the wisdom to see it. And so we need to have more faith, you know. You can't always have faith in people, but you can have faith in God. Because He never fails. He never lies. He's not even dealing with any of the spirits of greed or power or, you know. The planet Venus is moving through Virgo, and this is tonight, but it's got a, you know, an effect for a while. And Mars, which is in an assertive sign in Sagittarius, will create a lot of adventure. Mercury and the Moon are in Scorpio, and they're moving towards clarity, being able to see. You know, we will have several weeks effect causing us to dig deep and understand our feelings. And that's astrologically indicated with along with me saying that we need to get into ourselves. And we need to not think about what's happening in front of us, but be, Scripture says, my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray, I will heal their land. And that's the main purpose of me coming on the show tonight, to talk about how needful that is right now, exactly what we need personally to move forward in our own lives, and what we need to do is pray. And our response to what happens to us determines our future, determines the outcome of anything that we're facing, is how we respond to it. If we respond to it with negative emotions, we'll just keep that churning, that we have to step out of the situation and look at it from a spiritual perspective. And we exhibit our faith. You exhibit the faith size of a grain of mustard seed, and God will release his grace. You can check with Mark chapter 25, verse 34, and Mark chapter 5, verses 25 and 34. And faith is a positive response, and it makes, and that's what makes grace available to us. And we have to be careful what we put on display. If we're displaying negative emotion, we're going to attract, it just gets compounds and gets, you know, multiplies. Gets like turning the heat up on it. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter. So we need to be very careful what we put on display. And we need to make sure that we respond right. And like I said, we're all being tempted on the negative side to get out of our comfort zone. We're being tempted with minute things. It's just negative aspects of things that are coming at us, so we have to be careful how we respond to it. We want to respond according to the positive aspects. And that makes it a little bit tough. There's a lot of planetary action, especially lunar action that's going on, the blood moons, and we have another one coming up on near the, we've entered the high holy days on Rosh Hashanah, the 25th, the same day as the Shemitah begins. So we need to be prepared that something could happen. And since we're entering October, Libra, it is very important that during that phase that we start balancing ourselves and you know, paying attention to what we need to work on. And that's our little spiritual duty till the end of the year. And so that's what we need to do. Okay. I think that Spirit has given me the positive potentials of what can happen. But again, response is what's going to determine what occurs. If we respond going, oh, she's a nice lady, that sounded good, but there, we delete it. We delete that potential. Or I'm dreaming, or anything that has doubt in it. Doubt, short circuits are blessings, and any form of doubt towards God, just, he can't release. He ties hands. He can't release, because it's free will, and he isn't going to force. Nobody wants to force anybody to love him. I mean, that's not a real love. It's not. Well, it's not real love. It's just not good. Okay, I'm going to take about a 10-minute break here, and come back. So I thank you, everybody that's listening, and I again, that call-in number is 646-378-1297, and we'll be back shortly. Hello, welcome back to Spiritual Perceptions. Took a little minute break there. We're talking about the fall season and what we're coming into and the remainder of this year and basically what we need to do to pay attention on what we're focusing on. If we focus on the negative, we'll stay stuck in it and just keep churning negative emotions, negative experiences. We need to focus on ourselves right now and resolve to heal what's unbalanced. And a good month to begin that is October. And we're as we close this year, like I said, on the Hebrew calendar, the New Year's already began. So the Jubilee can begin, and according to what I'm looking at in these planets, it seems to be here. So I'm looking forward to a good change. It seems like we've been in a long, dark tunnel for some time. Again, for anybody that wants a personal reading, that call-in number is 646-378-1297. I'll be glad to look at the end of your year, a personal reading. Okay. Yeah, another thing I find that's good to do, you know, and the scripture tells us that if we can't figure something out, to seek counsel. And in the day of, in the ancient days, people were called seers. And each of the kings had a seer and who would speak to them. Like one particular story was Joseph, who became the right hand power of Egypt. You know, his brothers would jealous him, spirit of jealousy. They took him out and they, you know, beat him up, threw him in a pit, and then sold him into slavery. And he was sold into slavery in Egypt. And then he worked in Potiphar's house and showed that he was good intentions, but the spirit of lust on Potiphar's wife, and when she was rejected, she put him in prison, and she, you know, lied on him, and he was cast into prison, and two of the king's servants were cast into prison, and Joseph interpreted their dreams, so he was brought before Pharaoh to interpret Pharaoh's dream, and he was then put at the right hand of power. Well, it looks like we have a caller here. Let's see if we can get you on the line. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to get a 3-month reading.
Okay. We will do that for you. What is your astrological sign?
Aquarius.
Okay. Aquarius. Well, September's over, so I'm going to start with October. And under relationships, and I don't know if you tuned in earlier, but on the 24th of this month, on the new moon, it was in the sign of Libra, which has a lot to do with relationships and has a 3-month effect. So Venus, the planet Venus, also on in Libra, is in your ninth house. And it has Jupiter, which magnifies everything, also in your seventh house of relationships. So this should be the month. In October the 11th and October the 16th are significant dates. So that'll show that you are going to meet someone during this month. Those may be the days. And you're also, for money and success career, it shows that Neptune is in this, and Neptune being in your second house of money matters, it means it could be something offered to you that could be a little confusing to you at first, and you may have a little bit of anxiety about it, but you need to balance yourself because it looks like a really good opportunity. It just looks a little scary because it's out of that comfort zone, out of that warm and fuzzy. Okay, Mercury's retrograde and turns direct on October 25th, and so you need to make sure you understand all the details, okay? And they say not to start anything under a retrograde, but this is an amazing opportunity. It looks scary, though. And I would just do a lot of praying and go for it. You also have a good, some lucky days here in October. The 14th. Okay, 7, 14, and 27.
Okay.
In November, you should be, there's going to be a little bit of training involved. And you have to watch yourself about being impulsive. You know, we became emotionally driven people. When you read the story of Adam and Eve, they hid themselves and they were emotionally driven. They were ashamed that they were naked and they went through all these different emotions. Well, we tend to be emotionally driven people, but we're here to master our emotions or they'll master us kind of thing. So you need to watch Mars for yourself in November. Don't be impulsive. You know, stop and think before you leap. And that's on everything, relationship, everything. So, you have a choice to make. I guess you will probably have a choice to make, and it's job related, and also with spending. I mean, you're going to be making more money, and we tend to spend at the level we're at. But there's something that you need to save for. I'm not sure what that is. Okay, so be good with money, and you should have a lot of your social life picking up in November. So between November and the end of the year, you're going to be a lot more social. There's definitely a relationship here that's going to be working through these months. And by the end of the year, you're going to... You're going to be more at ease. Your mind's going to be more. The good news is that, you know, you're really kind of settled in on this new job, and it's not scary to you anymore.
Okay, that's good. Okay. To hear. All right, thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mhm. Bye bye. Okay, I have another caller here on the 813.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi. Good. I'm interested in my career. I'm going in the right direction. I'm in the medical field, and I want to make sure that I'm taking the right steps.
Okay. I'm going to look at the karma cards for you for that question.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're always going to need the medical profession.
Yes.
Know, people get hurt.
I won't be
sick.
Out of work.
No, you won't. Okay. All right. Okay, the south node is affecting you, and south node can have a lot to do with emotions about anxiety. And you need to remember that, you know, that you're a spirit and that you live in a body and that you possess a soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And your spirit is just absolutely, there's a lot of power to it. And it's hard to remember when you have something going on that gives you anxiety, whether it's in you personally or a loved one or family member. And so you have to remember that you're going to solve it spiritually and not, you know, like I said, we're supposed to balance out here the remainder of these last 3 months, astrologically speaking, numerically speaking, and with the things that I said are coming up. We have the Shemitah, and if people really want to know about that, it's Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, C-A-H-N, and he speaks about a harbinger, which is a form of judgment that's been on the United States for a while, and it's in great detail what all that means, but it basically happens every 7 years. But believers, we're coming up on Jubilee, and you're destined to be in the service of others for career, so you must be going in the right direction.
Okay.
And it seems like you're a natural. You're just good at it.
Yeah. It's just the book smart that's, you know, I'm lacking somewhat. I don't have as much confidence. And I think that's what you said, anxiety's doing it. I agree.
Yeah. Well, anxiety is going to do nothing but harm us. It's going to bring us down, and it's, you know, it's going to keep us out of our good.
Okay.
It's going to keep us out of our good. And, you know, you intuitively know what to do. And
mm-hmm.
you just have a natural ability to calm people, too.
I do.
You know
You're
how
right.
to project yourself. You really do. So it, in that field. So what you
mm-hmm.
want to do is work on stimulating the intellect. And that's the color yellow out of the rainbow, okay?
Okay.
And you do a little meditation, and you see the color yellow, and you just see it all coming down on your head and then all around you. And yellow is the color of the intellect. You'll make good decisions. Of course, pray about it. And then there's angels
mm-hmm.
that help
mm-hmm.
when you have to study. You know, there's certain angels. Let me see if I can give you a couple here. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Well, actually, there are a group of angels that help with this, and they resolve the, anything related to. So, in Jesus' name, dear angels, for Linda, we ask that you give her a sign that will help her to find true happiness at her work and being able to balance the book work with the common practice which she has down. And we ask you to help her take the next step, either by helping her to resolve everything that she needs or by showing her where she needs to be. And we praise you in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
You're
for
welcome. God bless. Mm-hmm.
You're doing a great show. I love it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. So actually, that's what we want to do is, and we have another caller here from the 216 area code.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eddie.
Hi, Eddie.
How are you?
I'm fine. And what can
I do? Okay,
I
have a question.
Okay.
I have an insurance settlement on a luxury item, and it's been approved. And they tried to undervalue the item. They sent me a small check, and I sent it back. And I was able to prove that the item was brand new because I obtained the information from the manufacturing company, because the insurance company, they were trying to say that it was used, and it was not. So we sent the check back, and my lawyer sent them the information that I obtained. And I want to know how long will it be before they settle this, and how much, what will the amount be?
Okay. All right, first of all, this is why people get mad at insurance companies. You know, and then there's that spirit of greed, there's that spirit of power there. That remember, we're dealing with spirits. And so they're trying to get out of what they can get out of and not pay any more than they have to. And unfortunately, you know, it's been a real struggle for you. But
yeah.
You need to just stay in it. I mean, you know, you have to stay focused on completing this. It's a test that has come to touch your finances, and with the proof that you have, they're going to have to pay you what the item is worth.
Even though they're trying to say it's worth less than what it is?
They got a lot of information. You gave them information in your communications about it,
yeah.
And it's going to, you know, it caused them to fluctuate. You know, they used what they could possibly use. I mean, it's like we pay lawyers to go through the law books to find a loophole,
mm-hmm.
to help us accomplish it. Well, they look for loopholes to, you know, they work for the insurance company to get the insurance company off as easy as possible. But because of this information that you've given them, they're going to have to pay you the amount of the value of the item. And there's going to be success and benefit from it. And the North Node is, and I'm going to say that this is going to happen here. Let me see. I'm using the karma cards.
Okay.
Your dreams and your desires are about to come true. You have been in such a dark hole. And there's light at the end of the tunnel. And you're coming out of this. And you're coming out of this. Mars is the driving force. And it's been affecting us. Really, it was in an aggressive state when we started this war with Syria. Now it's in a higher state where it's, you know, giving us the push we need to hang in. And Mars has a lot to do with psychic energy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you just stay in action because you're going to get what you want. And I believe it will occur this month.
You mean in October?
Mm-hmm. And we only got 2 days left, what, Monday, Tuesday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and then this month is over.
Right.
And our prayers and our church will keep you in prayer.
Okay. Can I ask another question?
Absolutely.
Okay. I used to live in L.A., and I have two storage units, one in Los Angeles and one in New York. And a friend of mine, you know, told me that I've got to pay for both. And a friend of mine is going to bring me the money tomorrow to pay for one. If I ask my mother for the other, will she give me the money for it?
Okay.
Because I don't want to lose anything.
I don't want you to lose anything either. But see, the strong factor that's hanging, that dark cloud that's hanging over there. It's how we respond is how it's going to turn out. So we're going to respond, you know, with faith that it's going to be just fine. Well, there's many thoughts about it, you know, many thoughts about it from you and people around you. But
yeah.
You're going to get what you're wishing here.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
We'll keep that in prayer for you, too.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. God bless.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.
Okay. We have someone from 706 area code. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, what
can I do for you, dear?
I just now got in on it, so I didn't know
okay.
what and all we'd been talking about.
Well, I need to say this to you and to all of our listeners, that all of these shows are archived and they can be listened to at a later time if you missed part of it and you want to know what was going on. Basically, we covered what's going on in the world with the war and all the stress people are struggling with. And what I saw is that most of us, to a degree, of course, are being tested with our warm, fuzzy feelings versus what we need to work on. And the word work on sometimes, it puts us into heavy denial. So we've been talking about these forces that are, and the different spirits that we deal with, like the spirit of fear, which is really out there with everything today with people that are, what they're threatening. And so I'm just going to basically look at you over the next 3 months.
Okay, that'll be great.
What I think, what's going to occur here. I'm going to start with October because, you know, September's almost over with.
Going
okay. Yes, it is. Well, we have a lunar eclipse this month. As everybody knows, it's going to fall over a high holy day, and it also incurs a blood moon. So, but it's in your house of financial responsibilities. And on October the 8th, is gonna bring you to something that's unresolved. And it's not, money is in there because money is the main focus of the other party. So that's why it's related to money. And hello? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, you're going to feel like you've been unfairly taken advantage of here. Well, that's the illusion. That's what the enemy wants you to believe. So the enemy is creating, and remember, the battle is not between flesh and blood, but spirits, principalities, and powers in high places. And it's how we respond to it is what we create out of it. So this is to make you believe that, you know, you've wasted your time, you've been unfairly taken advantage of, and don't buy into that. I mean, it's true that it's happened, but it can, the tables are going to turn, is what I'm saying. Okay? But don't focus.
So is he going to resolve us?
Yes. Yes.
So not see me no more?
No.
Oh,
no, it
okay.
Looks like that it looks like that's what it is right now.
Oh.
And I said, it's true. It came at you, and you're going to feel like you've been taken advantage of, and that you've been, you know, unfairly dealt with here. But that's the illusion. Don't buy into that. It's true. It's reality. It's in front of you. But God's going to return that table.
God's October the 8th will be what?
It'll start turning the tables.
Okay, cool beans.
Ooh, that was a hard one to get out. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. The information you need, it'll all come to probably to a head on the 11th of October. And 11 has to do with, you know, it's not easy for 11s. 11 is kind of a hard time. I mean, after all, 2011 was when we had that mess, you know.
Yeah, oh yeah.
9/11, right?
9/11,
and
yeah.
11 is a hardship thing, and it was also a Shemitah, which I talked about earlier, and then began on the 25th. So we're
right.
Going to be presented with these hard scenes. But we have to have faith in God, and he'll turn it around. But he can't, remember, faith on display, God will manifest things. We got, some people say, well, why didn't it happen? They didn't have any faith. Faith the size of a mustard seed will move a mountain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So don't lose your faith is basically what I'm telling you. October's a deciding month. you know. And also there's a career change.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to have some good planetary energies that are finally going. You've been going around this mountain long enough.
Yeah, I mean, like, thank you, Lord. I've been waiting on this for a long time.
I know you have, and it's coming. Over the next 3 months, these things will resolve. And in November, you're going to have an opportunity for money-paying work in your music. There's an expansion of social, okay? And then, so I'm going to say, and in December, it looks like you're going to have a much better Christmas. You're not going to be alone this Christmas.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. Been waiting on that one a long time.
Yeah, I know. You know, I the guy in the Bible talks about everything. They're real people. They're real things that could happen to us. Was the man in the at the pool of Bethesda, the five porches,
yeah,
where all the people were suffering? 28 years he waited for his miracle.
Right.
But see, we don't know why he waited 28 years. If we negate it, we delay it. We delete it when we think that we're, you know, failing and all the, or give in to those negative emotions, and that's how our enemy keeps things from us. Remember
right.
that, and you're really being tested on that in this remainder of this month and the beginning of October. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
okay,
you.
Then.
God bless.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay, I think that's it. I'm going to not seem to have any other callers, but I'll check to be sure, so I don't want to make a mistake here. It's been a while since I dealt with this. Okay. Okay, it looks like we have one more caller here. Nope. Sorry about that. Okay, I want to do a prayer, and I want to thank everyone who tuned in today and gave me a chance to work with them. The lines are still open. We have a little more time left. And that number is 646-378-1297. It looks like we have a caller. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. No, that was true. I'm sorry. Okay. So, Father God, we come to you tonight, and we thank you for your mercy, which is fresh every morning, and your grace through Jesus Christ, which endures forever. And we praise you and thank you that you have unconditional love and that you love us and that your hand is always extended out to us. And I pray that each and every person that called tonight, you will help them in their daily lives to realize the truth of just how much you do love them and how much you care for them. And it goes on. And you're not mad at us. You're mad about us. And I thank you for each and every person that called, and I pray to see the blessings that I saw in them, that they have respond to it correctly and not delete it. And I know that you can give us mercy, that we as humans do more to ourselves than you would ever think about doing to us. And we praise you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Through him we connect, and we praise you for your Holy Spirit, and we ask the Holy Spirit to teach us and guide us and lead us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank everybody that called in, and I'm going to book another show called Questions and Answers, and it'll be for the month of November, so look, check your email, and I'll be in touch, and thank you again for your for calling us. Good night.